morning, you would have to declare that the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th are 3 days of suffering. And in reality, there would be a reason to have a fast for all 3 days. But as I will make them, they told us only fast on the 10th day. In particular, the fast of the 10th day of Teves is recorded in the book of Yecheskel. Yecheskel was a Navi who was living in Babel at the time of the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash. And he was told to write down, the very day that Melech Babel Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylonia, began the siege against Yerushalayim that culminated in the Churban a little more than 3 years later. And this was a verification of the Torah that he wrote it down, even though they did not hear about that. The actual news did not get to Babel until many, many months later. On that very day, the king of Babel began his siege. So as a result, this is when we first begin chronologically. This is the chronologically first fast day that makes us think about the Churban Beis Hamikdash. We know that later, on the 17th of Tammuz, is when the Romans burst into the city, and on Tisha B'Av, both the Churban Bayis Rishon and the Churban Bayis Sheni. One thing that is a bit unique about us are the Teves. Now again, go back to Sukkot, this is indicates that on the 8th of Teves, much later, that is when the Greek translation was completed of the Torah, where Talmai HaMelech wanted a copy of the Torah in a Greek, and 70 elders were put in separate rooms, and they translated, and they made various changes, and they all came to the same conclusions. And even though one might think, oh, a translation should be a cause for celebration, Chazal described this as Choshech Yapela, the famous or the infamous Septuagint, the Targum HaShivim, was considered to, number one, introduce the ability of non-Jews to distort the Torah, a practice that goes on to this very day. It also discouraged some Jews from becoming literate in the Lashon HaKodesh, and indeed the Alexandrian communities were in fact very ignorant of Hebrew. When the Gemara Megillah talks about writing a sacred Torah in Greek, and it acknowledges that as a possibility, it is referring specifically to that Gemara. And finally, in every translation, there are so many nuances and subtleties that by definition are going to get lost. So although we do acknowledge that Art Scroll and all of the fine translators have a role in the world, we need them unfortunately, but they are in the nature of a crutch, because I'll say they were not the best optimal way of learning Torah. That was the tragedy of the 8th of Teves. The 9th of Teves, the Slichos tell us that this was the death of Ezra, and in many ways Ezra was considered to be the second Moshe Rabbeinu, building up the community of Am Yisrael after the 70 years of the Babylonian exile. There was so much intermarriage, assimilation, ignorance of Torah, and Ezra was the one who brought this back to Am Yisrael, brought them to Tshuva, brought them to learning, created the body of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah that reconstituted Jewish society. And although you might say, well, why should we fast when Ezra died? We don't fast when Moshe Rabbeinu died. The answer is that although Moshe Rabbeinu was, of course, irreplaceable, but he left Yehoshua, Chazal say, if the face of Moshe was like the sun, Yehoshua was like the moon that was able to reflect the light of the sun. But with Ezra, we have a different prophet. Gemara says in Megillah, Ezra is the same as the prophet Malachi. Malachi was the last Navi. When Ezra died, it was also Nevuah that died. So we have the 8th, the translation of the Torah into Greek. We have the 9th, the death of Ezra, who is considered to be Mamash B'Makamot. something. We are even more in the Mikdash region than we never got back. And that's the shaitas of the Sarah Mitekeh, why we are misabel of the Kurvi Bayesh Misha, even though we got something back from the Bayesh. But if that's so, this gives rise to an interesting point. We know that, as the Rambam tells us, and Mishnah Berurah brings it down, that the purpose of every fast day is not simply to mourn, but is to think about the reasons for the Kurvi and try to resolve in our own minds what steps we can take to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Talmud Yerushalmi says that in every generation that the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt is as guilty as the generation of the Churban itself. It's not simply, oh, the temple was destroyed and we are not worthy yet of its rebuilding. The other way around. It would not be destroyed unless we are guilty of the same aveiros that were done on the Churban. So this raises an interesting question. Everyone knows well-known Gemara in Yuma that says that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the worst of things. Avodah Zarah, idolatry, Gilui Arayot, sexual promiscuity, Shemichas Damim, and murder. The worst of things. Second Beis HaMikdash, Jews were more or less keeping the mitzvahs. Why was the second Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Gemara in Yuma says, because of Sinas Chinam, hatred, polarization, disunity. Then the Gemara goes on and says, Bohurei, come and see how bad is the sin of Sinas Chinam. The Mikdash Rishon that was destroyed because of Avodah Zarah and the Elishu was stunning. The whole goes for 70 years. But the Mikdash Sheni that was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. Almost 2,000 years they've been growing. Sinas Chinam was such an idea that a small dose of Nabi Mechaber needs such a long, long dose. But here's the question. If on a sort of a tevis, the Avelis Nam Nisabel over is Makushir to the first base, Krishna, Sri Krishna, and Sri Krishna. Taina is, of course, defined in its ultimate negative expression, including the bones. And here's a little tricky, but he says, Abhayadzara and Kavo are connected as well, because Kavo is when you set yourself up as the ultimate standard. That's Abhayadzara. Abhayadzara is the chief of Kavo. I don't want the Vairaj. It's like the old story of the person who was always hitting the bullseye because he said, I first shoot the arrow, and then I draw the target. Abhayadzara was a form of religion that was created to let people do what they want without any sense of responsibility. In ancient Greece and Rome, there certainly was no concept of morality based on religion because the gods that were created were just as much as, if not more so, than the people who supposedly were worshiping them. So what's going on here? You want to create a life that lets you do whatever you want? So you create God in your image. So we being the image of the Lord. Create a religion that simply fits your rules. Liberal Sadhguru says, Kava is ultimately linked to Abhayadzara, because Kava is the Shaiva that I want to be in charge of things. Abhayadzara is the mechanism. So the Kitzur, the Mahalakshmi is this. Since Asura Bhaktaves is Vakusha, not to the Vayashani, but to the Vayashrishai, it would stand to reason that the Cheshvan and Nefesh of Asura Bhaktaves is connected to Abhayadzara and Eva Shukasdavin. The question was raised, those are not my sins. Maybe Sinasridan is my sin. The answer is there are three ways that these are things we have to look into. Number you left on this one for the gift of your title. If they didn't make Christians a title, even if they weren't, that means they looked at the title as a burden. I'm thanking Hashem. You ought to thank me. I'm taking my time to learn his Torah. Why do I have to thank him? Well, he says, that's Mabazah Satorah. If you're Mabazah Satorah, then yeah, you'll learn morning Seder and then do a few murders in the afternoon. The same way if you're Mabazah Begadim. If Begadim don't help you,
fourth will require a goddess of the
beginning of a siege. The beginning of the siege should be more chamor than the essence core of itself. So the Reish Yosef actually is like Shira. The Reish Yosef says, Lo yadati minayim. I don't know where the other Ram gets it from, because the Ram said it on top. It's true, it might say we don't have an earlier one. Chassam Sefer wants to be master of it. He says, you know, it's true we don't fast on Shabbos. But there is one fast that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. That's a timeless chalim. A person has a bad dream, God forbid, that something bad is going to happen. So a person is allowed to be the son, even on Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have known whatever Gezeirah Rah there might be. Now, Lysa, you fast on Shabbos, but because of the sin of fasting on Shabbos, you have to have another fast as a Kapara for fasting on Shabbos. But the Lysa, you fast on Titus Chalim on Shabbos. So the Chassam Sefer says, what's so special about Titus Chalim? So he says, the Chiluk is this. Shabbos is not a time of mourning. So whenever we are fasting because of the past events, because of past tragedies, we don't fast on Shabbos. The Titus Chalai is not because of something past. It is a fear that there'll be a Gezeirah Ra on a person in the future. To avert a Gezeirah Ra that's coming up on see? One can fast even on Shabbos. But you're not mourning. It's not a ghetto of Babelis. It's to be Mabadalik in negative desire. So Zakbech Hassam Sefer. I started to take this every single year. Every single year. Shabbos has to be Mashiach. Are Kalal Yisrael deserving of the Beis HaMikdash? Are they not deserving of the Beis HaMikdash? And just like Yom Kippur, the Yayla Hasima, by the Shana Hashem writes down who will live and who will die, Yom Kippur is sealed. Asura Tehrik is the Yayla Hasima, whether the Mikdash will be rebuilt this year or will not be rebuilt this year. Now, just like Yom Kippur, even after a Hasima, one can do Tshuva, one can pray, and Shuva is Mubatel, even a Gezar Din. One never gives up. That's why we pray for the Mikdash every single day. But the Chassam Sefer says, it's a shame that it's harder to change a Gezar Din than it is to prevent the Gezar Din from coming in the first place. So too, he says, after a certain thing, if Chas V'Shalom there was a negative Gezar Din, it would take extra Bechuyah to be Mishan. And a certain thing, this is the Yayin Gezar Din for the Churban. So therefore, the Chassam Sefer says, it's exactly the Titus Chalim. This is the Pshat we have in Rome. I'm not mourning because of what the Nebuchadnezzar did. I'm mourning because that was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that the Mikdash will be Nechra. That's what happened then.